Aspen, Africa's biggest drug firm, is packaging vaccines for J&J at its factory in Gqeberha on South Africa's Eastern Cape coast. The jabs are destined for parts of Europe, Canada, South Korea, and mostly Africa. Neither Aspen nor J&J will confirm the exact number of unsuitable vaccines it'll destroy. A senior executive at Aspen has told VOA it's several million. 2 million were originally earmarked for distribution in South Africa alone. In a statement to shareholders yesterday, Aspen CEO Stephen Saad said his company and J&J would ensure these were not lost to the country.
Hopefully we're going to get more, but at least the 2 million doses will be covered, one out of Aspen production and two out of other product that they will bring into South Africa that is unaffected by this contamination. Over the next period of 2 weeks, we will have the couple of million doses plus that we've lost to be able to really speed up our vaccination program.
Scientists say the J&J jab is Africa's best hope of beating COVID-19. It's the only vaccine that doesn't need a second booster injection. It also doesn't need special ultra-cold refrigeration. Saad says his company's been preparing for disruption since April, shortly after the FDA ordered Emergent BioSolutions to close its Baltimore plant.
What J&J decided together with us was we brought in other material that came from a European supplier rather than an American supplier, Emergent, who had the problem. And we started making that just nearly about a month ago, and we continued to make those batches. One of those batches come off our line within a week, so before Monday of next week.
This batch, says Saad, will consist of more than 1 million shots. He adds that Aspen's dedicated to helping the whole of Africa overcome what he calls a temporary setback.
I must tell you, our heart is very focused on the continent and to make sure that our other countries in Africa are properly supported. We've got more of this European material that will come off our lines during July, and so it's critical that we look after not only South Africa, but Africa as well.
Saad agrees that South Africa needs special attention. With almost 2 million people infected and almost 58,000 deaths set to rise steeply due to a third wave of the pandemic, it's the African country so far worst affected by COVID-19. Its vaccine rollout has been hampered by setback after setback, and scientists say only 1% of South Africa's required immunizations have happened. Saad says the latest moves by Aspen and J&J will result in this percentage climbing rapidly.
I'm very confident because the stock is sitting there. The stock has a drug substance that's positive, and we have the finished dose form without any material that's come from this facility in America called Emergent. So all in all, I've got a very high degree of confidence about where we are. You never want to say never, but I think that we're in a space now where we've done all we can and we've ticked all the blocks, and it's really about getting the shots into the South African population.
Many in the healthcare sector are, however, worried that the contamination controversy will scare some people away from being vaccinated, lengthening South Africa's journey toward herd immunity. For VOA News, I'm Darren Taylor in Johannesburg.